This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, or did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Not once you get to know me.
What's that? Remember the guy used to say that? Tommy something or other. Get to know me. You'll love me when you get to know me. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're all listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Turkey Day. Do you guys, does some of you guys, like, you kind of work into it? Maybe you don't eat the week before. You know, I know you can't eat for the, and you can't not eat for the whole week, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, do you do a workout? Like, some people get ready for running, and what they do is before they start running, you know, they run a little bit at a time, a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, or do some of you do what I have read this. Do some of you actually do that thing where they overeat like a couple of weeks in advance? Yeah, you're getting ready for the fight, if you would. No? Hey, look, I'm just asking. I don't know. Everybody's got different traditions. You know, we don't do... My wife's from the South. We do the turkey and some other stuff, you know, traditional. But I'm Italian. I have to have... If I don't have pasta on the table, it pretty much is not Turkey Day. You know where I'm coming from here? Some of you know exactly where I'm coming from. I've got a couple of cousins and other paisans that listen and watch the show. And, yeah, you can't not have, you cannot not have pasta on, because it's a day of Thanksgiving, right? You're giving thanks, and I go through that now. Don't miss the Turkey Day show. I'm not joking, I'm serious. If you have to go back and get it, go back and get it. But don't miss the Turkey Day show, because you're going to love, and I do mean love, you're going to love what we do on Turkey Day. Seriously. We go through the whole meaning. We go through the, it, really. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I think I will. I enjoy doing it. But, you know, it is one of those days. I don't know if you get all gooey and stupid on you, but it is one of those days where... you know, you hear me all year long. I joke about Uncle Frank, who may not be around next Thanksgiving. And as much of a pain as he is, you know, you all love him. You know, he loves the family. And I had a friend of mine, not a close friend of mine. I don't want to get all stupid on you, who passed away a couple days ago. And we did a lot in the community together. He definitely had a love for the community. When it came to certain things, we definitely... Now, he wasn't a Democrat and, you know, liberal guy that I couldn't get along with. But we were definitely on a different side of some issues. But overall, he was a good guy. Cared about people. Cared about the community. And I saw him a few weeks ago, and he was fine. Looking forward to the holidays with his family. As a matter of fact, just the night before he passed away... He was, you know, working on a fundraiser. He was doing a thing called the Festival of Trees, all the stuff that makes the community better. And he had a massive heart attack and died in the middle of the night. And his poor wife, you know, I could only imagine what that's like. I couldn't know, obviously, but I could only imagine. Good guy, good couple. So you don't know when Uncle Fred may or may not be here next time around. So reach out. Seriously, reach out. Because I don't know. I'm trying not to get all goofy with you. The other thing I love to tell people around the holidays is don't go get this so much. You know, it's kind of crazy, isn't it, that Thanksgiving comes around. Well, we have like three right in a row, almost 30 days apart, right? You got Halloween. People get stupid on Halloween. They spend, what, hundreds of dollars, maybe some of thousands, you know, getting their house ready, doing the candy, doing the whole nine yards. And then you get Thanksgiving. And now you're there, you put Thanksgiving together, you have food and everything. And there's more, a couple of hundred dollars here and there. And then Christmas comes around, and some people have to take a second mortgage on the house to pay the credit card bills afterward. You know what I'm saying? So don't get stupid. And really, don't get stupid. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be in your face. None of that stuff. Just don't be stupid. Your kids will love you whether they get the $1,500 toy or not. I mean, I know this is like, you know, 5 miles, walk to school 5 miles up the hill both ways kind of thing. But I can't even imagine back in the 70s me asking my father for, you know, a $50 pair of sneakers. I'm trying to put it in perspective. Some of these kids today, what are the sneakers, $150, $200, $250? That's a lot of money, right? When we come back from the break, I'm going to play a clip from Jesse Waters. Love when he does this kind of stuff. He was out asking people about Turkey Day, right? What was Thanksgiving? What was the first Thanksgiving? What did it mean? All this fun stuff. And I thought some of the responses were great. Some of these young people, not quite with it. I'll put it that way. So this hour, we'll have some fun with some of these clips I'd love to play. Mark Dice. We're going to talk about the concentration camps in California that they're thinking about shutting down. At least that's what he told the beachgoers. And the beachgoers, matter of fact, he asked the beachgoers, should we keep them open? You know, otherwise, where are we going to put people? And you'd be surprised what the answer was, what the response was. Maybe you wouldn't be surprised. Maybe you wouldn't be surprised at all, but I was. The ignorance that abounds with some people, the ignorance that people have. Why do you answer questions when you don't know the answer? I mean, when you don't know what the question is, are you afraid you're going to look stupid? Do you realize how stupid you look to people like me and others? When you do answer the questions, they have a whole different meaning to them. Yeah, these people think that this is the concentration camp is like a trailer park. For some, it might be. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far, really. I will be back, I promise. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you know, I said I was going to play the Jesse Waters, and I am going to play the Turkey Day thing. And some of you think these are always setups, that none of this could possibly be real. But they are real. There are people. Do it yourself. Randomly ask some friends of yours or their kids certain things about Christmas, certain things about Turkey Day, that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, you're going to be floored. You're not going to believe that these people don't know these answers. I was. So, like I said, we're going to do a whole bunch of these clips this hour. I just have so much fun with them. Take a listen.
What year was the first Thanksgiving?
1642.
1621, somewhere around there.
Around 1821.
Last Thursday in November. Right?
There's a brain surgeon for you, huh? Really, seriously.
Sure. What country did the pilgrims come from?
Now, some of these where you hear the long silence, I left it in there on purpose. I know it doesn't play the same on radio as it does TV, but just imagine somebody sitting there trying to figure out. I mean, do you really believe that? Do you really understand there's people out there that don't know where the pilgrims came from?
Denmark, I believe. Am I right? I think it's Denmark.
What country? I'll give you a hint. It was in Europe.
I don't know.
British or something?
Yeah.
Somewhere in, like, Europe.
You got it.
Yeah, I got this.
How did the first Thanksgiving go down?
I don't even know.
And you live in Plymouth?
I know.
They got here on Cape Cod at some time, and then Thanksgiving popped out. The Native Americans.
Now, he was close. They did, you know, they did the Cape and came back around. But Thanksgiving popped out? God, we're not giving birth here, buddy.
They helped out the pilgrims, and the pilgrims wanted to thank them, so they all sat down and had a dinner.
Is Indians an offensive term?
I think it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what did they dine on in the first Thanksgiving?
Best I know, they dined on venison and corn.
You probably had, like, not like chips, you know, like, something like that.
They didn't have chips? Why sit down if they didn't have chips? And they had no football, I'll bet you, too. What do you think? What do you do when you don't have football and you don't have chips? And I'm sure they didn't have lasagna. What kind of Thanksgiving was that?
You know, like, something like that.
Mashed potatoes, yeah.
I don't think they had turkey. Mainly vegetables.
The pilgrims were vegetarians.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what to say.
The pilgrims were vegetarians. Who knew? Right?
Vegetarians.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what to say.
What boat did the pilgrims come over in?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
What boat did the pilgrims come over in?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That was Christopher Columbus.
Ah!
Something flower. Oh, Mayflower. Mayflower, yeah.
The Mayflower. Mayflower.
Excellent, just right over yonder.
Yeah.
Why did the pilgrims come from England?
Oh, no.
It was to explore the West.
They wanted to have religious freedom.
The pilgrims were Catholic.
So, I know some of you are sitting there going, well, these, I wouldn't be able to answer these questions. My response would be, why? Most of these questions are, A, they're taught in school, right? And B, they have the immigrants coming here have to know the answers to some of these questions. So what is – some of this is not that hard. It really isn't that – it shouldn't be – okay, I'm sorry. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. Come on, Jesse, go get them.
I guess so.
Were the pilgrims Muslim?
Maybe. They wanted to seek freedom so they could worship as they wished.
Do you have pilgrim blood in you? Did the Indians and the pilgrims get along?
No.
Then why did they eat together?
If we were killing them and wiping them out, like, you know, you hear somebody say that we wiped out millions of Indians or millions of Native Americans, however they ultimately say it. Yet we learned how to get along with each other. We learned how to eat together. We grew together. We helped each other out. So how? I'm so confused.
The Indian tribe that the pilgrims dined with.
The Wampanoags.
Wampanoags. Got it.
Wampanoag.
Something like that.
Wampanoag.
The Cherokees.
Who was Squanto?
Wait.
Was he the one helping with the farming?
He was like the mediator between the pilgrims and the Wampanoag.
Very good.
You know, it's really funny that I wish he had gone down a different road with this to a degree, to a portion. But there were so many things going on, so many things that Thanksgiving is attached to and talked about, and I always just don't get why we, us-ins, don't sit down and explain to our kids what Thanksgiving was about. What is it about? How did it start? See, I love the negative foot that people get off on. Well, you know, after we annihilated X amount of Indians, we sat down and ate. There was even one idiot had written, I think it was on Facebook, or a piece that I read that said they were celebrating the massacre. Thanksgiving was a celebration of the massacre of 700-plus Indians, you know, their kids and their wives. I never see that anywhere. Not even a hint of it. And on top of that, really, you think these Puritans, these pilgrims, you really think that they would celebrate the slaughter of another human being or slaughter or killing of a bunch of other human beings? Seriously? You know, and the Dems who seem to be against prayer everywhere, and not all, I know some of you are with me on there are times when prayer is needed. It's okay for a president. It's okay for whatever, whoever to call out for prayer in positions of authority. Just as much as silence or whatever it is you do. I don't even know what you do. So Thanksgiving, even in wartime. Now, I don't know if you know this, but days of Thanksgiving have been observed in America for centuries, right? All the way back to the Pilgrims, yes. But you know that following the Battle of Lexington and Concord in April 1775, in November of that year, the proclamation was issued urging people, even as war continued, to give thanks for all their blessings. Right? Part of the prayer, or part of it was written in the proclamation. My God. And we'll do more of this inside the break, but devoutly to offer up the unfeigned praises to Almighty God, that the lives of our officers and soldiers have been so remarkably preserved while our enemies have fell before them, that our unnatural enemies, instead of ravaging the country with the uncontrolled sway, are confined within such narrow limits. You know, you look at this stuff. I know, it was before we were a country, so you can't count that. But we'll talk about the Civil War when we get back and what took place then. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hang out. We got a lot more after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A major federally mandated study on climate change indicates humans aren't responsible for the Earth's warming. David Easterling with NOAA tells reporters.
Earth's climate
climate will continue to change over the century and beyond. After mid-century, how much the climate changes will depend primarily on global emissions of greenhouse gases and on the response of the Earth's climate system to this human-induced warming.
The report finds that climate change is expected to interrupt the way people live day-to-day as it ravages infrastructure, impacts human health, poses challenges to the global economy, and threatens the world's energy supply. A large portion of the Midwestern plains will be hit with a blizzard this weekend, just as people are making their way back from Thanksgiving break. NOAA weather forecaster David Ruff.
Portions of I-80 that go through the Rockies, as well as across northern Illinois and eastern Iowa at the very least, it seems to be the most impacted major route.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. Now, we are mostly talking about Thanksgiving and things like that going on this week. It's a great week. Remember I told you earlier that the president was able to, when we had the Paris bombings and killings and all that, he was able to let five people go from Gitmo, and nobody really caught on, and now it's old news and nobody really wants to deal with it. Although yours truly reported it that Monday, the first chance I got. So in looking at everything that's going on, going down, whatever, and the there are little stories all over the place about things that are taking place, but I also love how most people... Not most people. When I go looking on Facebook for some of these things, and I go to Facebook not because I think it's the end-all, be-all. I go to Facebook because I believe that, you know, when people are spewing and just rambling on, it's their true feelings. They think they're sitting there in a little group among a group of friends. And sometimes that's not the case at all. There's not friends. There's people in there looking to nail you or whatever. So... But people, you know, why do I have to thank God? Why do I have to? I don't believe in God. We shouldn't have a mix of like the president shouldn't say, you know, we're thankful for what we have. We need to thank the Almighty for. He wouldn't do that. So I went back and looked, and you'll have to listen to the actual Turkey Day show to hear some of the prayers that the presidents in the past have given, the speeches that they've given. And I guess the only guy that gets everything right, Mr. Obama, he's the only one that doesn't say you want to thank God or Almighty God or anything like that. He was the only one. But, you know, I know some of you guys feel like he's the end-all, be-all when it comes to knowing everything about government and that kind of stuff, because he's on your page, so you must know everything. Now, during the Civil War, the current tradition that we know, you know, the annual National Thanksgiving, really was established. The 1863 Thanksgiving Proclamation by President Abraham Lincoln also encouraged Americans to give thanks. You know, with everything going on, he could stop long enough to think about what he had to give thanks for. Now, in the midst of the Civil War, in his writing, he says, in the midst of the Civil War of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to invite and provoke the aggressions of foreign states, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained. The laws have been respected and obeyed. And harmony has prevailed everywhere, except in the theater of military conflict. Now, during World War II, though over 400,000 Americans lost their lives, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the Democrat, issued a Thanksgiving proclamation. And you know what's funny about it? Here was the progressive, a progressive Democrat, who actually sat there on several occasions and asked the country to pray. What do you think of that? You separation of church and state people, especially Democrats who try to take God out of the, their platform. But Democrats all along have talked about the Almighty. And I love you guys who throw up JFK and you go cherry pick his speeches about the separation of church and state. And him being a Catholic was very sensitive to it. You know why? Anybody? Because at one time, Catholics weren't allowed to hold office. Do you know that? Anybody know the reason? Anybody? Raise your hand. Okay, nobody. Well, the reason Catholics couldn't hold office was because the way the country understood Catholicism, our president would answer to the Pope. That's right. Couldn't have two bosses. Couldn't have the people. Couldn't have the Pope. So he was very sensitive to that. And I guess you can't blame him. So anyway, during World War II, even though over 400,000 Americans lost their lives, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt issued a Thanksgiving proclamation for November 1944, asking Americans to be thankful. He said, for the preservation of our way of life. He must have thought our way of life was great. Unlike some today who think it has to be all jacked around and changed around. From the threat of destruction, from the unity of the Spirit, which has kept our nation strong, for our abiding faith and freedom, and for the promise of an enduring peace. Right? At the time, those are great things to reflect on. We're too busy worried about... Yeah, I'm not going to go deep into politics, but there's a lot of people have very little on the table because of the economy. Very little on the table because they don't have a job anymore. Very little on the table. Some of them actually even have to work on Thanksgiving. Have to work on Thanksgiving. Now, from a biblical standpoint, right, the Bible tells us on Thanksgiving you should go kill people of opposite. No. Right? No. Well, I'm just trying to get in line with everybody else who's been writing nasty stuff on Facebook. The Bible tells us to be thankful in all circumstances. Just 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Check it out yourself. I'm not going to read scripture to you. And an American has a long history of demonstrating a conformity to this verse. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, we certainly are thankful in all things. Thankful to have a home to go to. Thankful to have a warm place to stay. Thankful that there are ways and means for us to find, you know, this thing that there's absolutely, you know, for homeless people, there's absolutely no place for them to go. There's no place for them to get food. No, that's not true. That is not true. In very, very rare and few circumstances, do they not have a place to go for Thanksgiving or what have you? Some of them need and I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's just true. Some of them have mental health needs, and they really won't step up because they're afraid the government's going to lock them up, or somebody's going to lock them up. And maybe that's your job. Maybe you know where these people are. A couple of these people are. You need to reach out to them. Show them the love of God. If you don't believe in God, just show them the love of humanity or whatever it is you believe in. Now, as we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, again, think about what you have. Look around to what you have. Because, frankly, the poorest people in this country are richer than most of the well-off people, if you would, in some other countries. They're happy if they have a cardboard box to sleep in other countries, which is the norm for them on a regular basis. You know, I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. I wish you all have someplace, someone to go to, somewhere to turn. Right? And if you don't think, I'm not going to do that. Got to get the little evil thing on me going, If you don't think that our founding fathers, right, didn't want God in the equation at all, anywhere, you need to go look at the proclamations from these different states. So John Hancock in 1792 issued a proclamation. John Hancock, right? Whereas it is indispensable duty of all men to acknowledge Almighty God as the fountain of mercies and the giver of every good gift. How do you say that he was just a deist? That most of our founding fathers, you know, look go out and look at these places. Look at these atheist places that say our founding fathers were not godly men. They didn't believe in God. And the ones that did, it wasn't quite a relationship like we like to say it is. He goes on in the proclamation to say that I do earnestly recommend the penitent confessions of our sins, amendment of our hearts and lives, and humble supplication to God for his further aid, protection, and blessing. I mean, can you imagine if the ACLU was around back then? can you imagine what would, you know what? I don't know. Maybe we truly would have been a stronger Christian country if they were around then. Maybe if the founding fathers actually saw where people's hearts were on this stuff. Right? One of the comments goes on to say, and the other states of the Union with sound wisdom and understanding, the fear of God and love of their country. Not the love of their country and the fear of God, but funny how they put the fear of God first. And to love their country, and single aim to preserve and promote the liberty, prosperity, and happiness of the people. Right? And then at the end, you ready to throw up? Well, you're going to have to wait till the next segment. Trouble seeing your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, tell your friends, loved ones, maybe sitting around cooking, having a few beers, waiting for the game to come on. Take a listen. I got a lot to offer. I'm going to go through a few more proclamations. In the next segment. I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to USA Radio Networks or to The Real Side on USA Radio Networks.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back, and you're listening to The Real Side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're with family, with the family enjoying the holiday, then don't call. What are you doing listening to me? You should be listening to family. Although I don't like you listening to me, but I'd rather you be with family. Seriously. So anyway, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. This is Turkey Week. Everything's about turkey. No. It's about Thanksgiving. Oh, tea week, right? Turkey and Thanksgiving. Yes, for some of you who don't know how to spell, Thanksgiving starts with a T. Yeah, there you go. All right. So I really send me an email if you have any comments, requests, joe@therealside.com. I always take requests for topics and guests and that kind of thing. Also, I've got a button that I've been giving out. And the button's called, the button has on it, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And the reason I do that is I heard from so many people years ago. I've been doing it for a few years now, and I've heard from so many people how the person behind the counter always beats them to the punch by saying Happy Holidays, and they say Merry Christmas. And even I found myself the other day, for the first time in a long time, somebody wished me a Happy Holiday, and I said, you too. And I usually don't do that. I've actually conditioned myself over the years when somebody says Happy Holidays or Have a Good Holiday, I'll say, hey, you have a good Christmas. And if they don't, you know, if it's not something they celebrate, then tell me. I'll change it. if they're Jewish and they're friends or they're people I've known for a while, I always say to them, hey, look, have a great Hanukkah or happy Hanukkah. Someday I guess I'll learn the proper greetings in some of these areas. But I don't think there should be anything wrong with that. Remember, this is not a shopping holiday. This wasn't created. This was one of the holidays that wasn't created by Hallmark or the Retail Association or any of that. This holiday has been around. This day of observance has been around forever. And then truly with Thanksgiving, when you look at the proclamations across this country, the 1700s, 1800s, and so on, every one of them had references to God in them. And you can go look them up for yourself. They're libraries at Congress. They're all over the place. But you got to do your own homework, too. You know what I'm saying? So Massachusetts Governor John Hancock, on October 25th, 1792, he issued a proclamation about Thanksgiving Day. And as I read you in the last segment, I'm not going to go reading through the whole thing again, he gives God a lot of praise and a lot of glory throughout the whole proclamation. And I'm surprised the ACLU didn't send him a letter. You know what I'm saying? But he also goes on in the proclamation close to the end to say he would be pleased to overrule the commotions and confusion that are in the earth to the speedy downfall of tyranny and oppression, so that the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, may be established in peace and righteousness among all the nations on earth, not just among America. He said in a proclamation, all. Right? All the nations of the earth. And this is John Hancock. Was he not one of our founding fathers? Because I only ask that because I keep hearing about how our founding fathers weren't quote unquote, please pardon the term for those of you who understand what I'm saying. They weren't into religion. They weren't into a single God. They weren't into any of this stuff. At least that's what I've always heard. Have you not always heard that? And again, when I started looking back, I went past fairly recent history to see what the matter of fact. Let's. I haven't seen this one yet, so this will be an eye opener for both of us. So FDR, he wrote his in 1944, and giving thanks. Now here's your progress. I mean, he and John F. Kennedy, are they not the idols? Hey, maybe not John F. Kennedy so much anymore. Progressive Democrats. Hey, look, I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know. If I'm wrong, send me an email. Now his proclamation in 1944 looks like it was signed on November 2nd in 1944. He said, in this year of liberation, which has seen so many millions freed from tyrannical rule, it is fitting that we give thanks with special fervor. It's fitting to give thanks with special fervor to our Heavenly Father. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I look up Heavenly Father, it's all about God at that point. FDR, this is not that nut job Ronald Reagan. This is one of the Dems' Lord and Saviors, if you would, right? With special fervor to our Heavenly Father for the mercies we have received individually and as a nation for the blessings He has restored through the victories of our arms and those of our allies to His children and in our lands. My God, this Thanksgiving doesn't seem like it's all about secularism or mankind, does it? So he goes on to say that for the harvest that has sustained us and in its fullness brought succor to other peoples, and it doesn't mean what you think it means, for the bounty of our soil, which has produced the sinews of war, for the protection of our liberties, and for the multitude of private blessings known only in our hearts, we should give united thanks. Oh, come on. That can't be right. United thanks to God. To the end that we may bear more earnest witness to our gratitude to No, they can't be right either. I would have thought the ACLU would have had all this stricken by now, don't you? Witness to the gratitude to Almighty God. I suggest a national... Oh, no, this can't... All right, I want to know who forged this. To the end that we may bear more earnest witness to our gratitude to the Almighty God, I suggest a nationwide reading of the Holy Scripture during the period from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas. A nation, he's asked the president of these United States. Obviously, at that time, the biggest god to the Democratic Party does not understand the separation of church and state. How could you be president of the United States and not understand that? I don't get it. By suggesting a nationwide reading of the Holy Scripture during the period from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas. Let every man of every creed go his own version of Scriptures for the renewed and strengthened contact with those eternal truths and majestic principles. How do you do that? If these guys are trying to keep a separation of church and state, they didn't get it. They don't know how to do it. He goes on to the resolution to say, I call upon the people of the United States to observe it by bending every effort to hasten the day of final victory and by offering to God our devout gratitude for his goodness to us and to our fellow man. Right? By order of the President, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That can't be right. This could be, come on. I mean, based on what I've been taught over the years, this can't be right. Or I should say, what I've read, not so much what I've been taught. Who's another Democrat? Now, let's go back. Let's go pick on a founding father. What do you think about that? Right? So, now the Continental Congress. Can't go back to the Continental Congress because you know what they do is they write me emails.
I said, you're so stupid. You don't even know the Continental Congress had nothing to do with the United States.
Come on, really? And then we did John Hancock, right? How about George Washington? Because, you know, George Washington couldn't have been a Christian either, right? I've actually read that. That Georgie didn't, you know, the God thing was even questionable for him. But they're politicians. They were probably lying in all these things, don't you think? Whereas it's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. These are the first two lines. Right? The first two lines. It's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Whereas both the House of Congress... I'm sorry, we're both the houses of Congress, have their joint committee requested me. So these are both the houses, went to the president and said, we want you to do this. They want him to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and single favors of Almighty God. Especially by affording them an opportunity to peaceably establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Wow. He's attributing that to God. And then he says, and then he goes on to say, think about what he's saying here. It's by the blessing of God that he's given us the authority, the ability to start a government so that we can live peaceably with each other. Wow. So great. You got to read some of these proclamations, and then all that other crap will be washed out of your head because you'll know the truth. And he signs it, give it into my hand, the city of New York, third day of October in the year of our Lord. Oh, man, we can't have that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. God bless America. I mean that, really. Be back in a bit.